Bonjour, this is Cyril from Work Smarter, Live Better. In this video, I want to share one simple advice to build habits. I am at the moment in England, near Brighton. We've decided to come and spend Christmas and New Year as a whole family with Cameron, my son, who lives there. And I've just been for a swim in the channel. Now, you're gonna have a look behind me. This is the sea behind me. And so I just jumped in. It is really cold. Someone has a thermometer and measured it. The water is 7.8 degrees Celsius. For those who know Celsius, you'll know it's very cold. For those who know it's Fahrenheit, well, you can Google it. It's really, really cold. Why did I take jumped in? Well, first it was a challenge, and I jumped in with one of my daughter and a group of friends. But second is because I decided probably a year and a half ago that I want to take a cold shower every day. And so today I replaced my cold shower with a quick swim. Really a good habit to have a cold shower every day. Now, the problem is that I see is it's actually quite easy to know what to do, you know, for your health, for your working smarter, but building habit and sustaining habit is the hard thing. How do you sustain habit? And so I take the example, I work with many leaders around the world, and the advice I give them about working smarter are fairly simple, but how to transform that into a habit is really hard. How you decide to be more focused every day and build that into a habit. How you decide to do your weekly plan every day and build that into a habit. And you can apply that to many things. A lot of people know what they need to do for their health, but how to build that into a habit, that's the hard part. There's a gentleman called BJ Fogg. He's the director of the psychology lab at Stanford University. And he wrote a book, really interesting book, called Tiny Habits. He speaks about MAP, M-A-P. M for motivation, A for action, and P for prompt. And so if you want to change a habit, think about those three things. The first thing is your motivation. What's going to be your motivation to change habits? The problem with motivation, it's the less reliable factor. And so you talk about A for action. Action is make it simple, very small, tiny. And so for me, regarding the shower, is I decided to have quick cold shower and I don't want to commit to too much. And the prompt is anchor it to something existing. So for my cold shower, the advice is to take 20-second cold and take 10-second hot, and to do that 10 times. My commitment to make it small is I'm committing to make it at least twice. Now, most of the time I make it 10 times, but my commitment is I make it twice, 20-10, 20-10, and then I'm good. Prompt is I exercise every day, and so I take a shower after that. My prompt is, after my exercise, I take my cold shower. You can apply that to many things. The biggest example that comes to my mind is to do your weekly plan. Highly suggest every week to plan your next week. Now, make it small. Small is, don't make a huge planning that's going to last 45 minutes. Make it 10 minutes. Think about your priority and think about next week. Prompt is, anchor it to something, a habit you already have. So decide during the week is something that you already do, and do your weekly plan after. So this is this week, work smarter, live better tip. I'm gonna go back with, hey, I've got Fleur with me here.
Hey!
My second daughter, the one who didn't go in the water.
I did not go in. I was not silly enough to go in, and I've got my nice warm coffee with me.
So I'm gonna go and get a hot shower and a hot chocolate. Really looking forward. You have a lovely day. Take care, everyone. Cheers.